Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
Hey, it's Jaesu coming to you from Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're here with Gordon Randy from Poor Man's Comics, and we've been admiring your character Red Squirrel here. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, he's a brand new character, and it's something that I've been creating for a very long time. He's a half-man, half-alien character that acquires a suit that's from another universe, and he's wielded with all this power, and he's got to protect the citizens of the planet, pretty much. So he's a brand new character, and he's local. He's from Niagara Falls. Yeah, born and raised in Niagara Falls, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. How did you get started with this company?
Well, a little bit at a time. I've had this idea for a very long time, ever since, like, high school.
Yeah. 20 years.
Yeah, for 20 years, pretty much. And I just never could get myself going with the book, you know, because I had to work, that sort of thing. I had to, you know, make a living, you know. Because I don't like starving.
And life gets in the way.
Yeah, little by little.
We put it together in the past 6 months, so it's been a lot of hard work.
To get it all packaged and stuff. But
for an independent company,
so we put
it all together. We had a deadline 6 months, and we got everything done just in time for Comic-Con, and we've almost sold out.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
How's the Niagara Falls Comic-Con been treating you guys?
Oh, it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. Paul Tappy and Chris Rabelski did a great job organizing it. There's tons of people here, and I love it. And I'm glad the showcasing Niagara, because it helps guys like me get noticed, because I'm from Niagara. It's hard for me to get to Toronto and all that stuff because of cashola,
right?
That's something I don't have, right?
Well, I hear you there.
Yeah, so, yeah. And that's basically, and I put up all the money to do all the printing and that myself, so, I mean, you know, I finally got to the point where I can, because you need money to make money, right? So, and you need a lot of money to actually do this kind of thing, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So, where can people go to check out this great stuff, actually?
Okay. You can check everything out at poormancomics.com. Also on Facebook, /poormancomics. Twitter, /poormancomics. Just Google Poor Man Comics, all one word, and we're going to be all over the internet. Very easy to find us.
And also, we're going to be selling them in stores, Pulp Comics, Mostly Comics, and Neutral Zone.
Oh,
yes.
Great.
Yeah, and we're going to try to fan out from there, too. Like, maybe hit Welland, because we had a couple people from Welland wanting to get stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then
we're going to try to make it available for a lot of people.
Cool.
Yeah. So, and our next gig is try to get a bigger venue, like distributing, marketing, that sort of thing, so we can do it even in a bigger market. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I appreciate this, and thanks for your time. And,
continued
success.
No, thank you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.